small, fragile plant and roots of a young cedar, to walking by faith, to the small, insignificant seed that grows into the kingdom of God. Yet, we, modern-day people, don't like this word, mystery. We need to know begins and outs of everything. And why is this? Because we have been educated into non-belief and skepticism. What was once accepted and revered is now scorned and detested. For centuries after the life, death, and ascension of Jesus, people were accustomed to and accepted mystery in their lives. They understood that not everything in life is meant to be measured and quantified only in physical terms. So when people entered either the humblest or the grandest of churches, their whole being was transported into mystery. Yet, what is so sad, that 50 plus years ago, there were some in the church who took what was said in the Vatican II documents and railroaded the humble people of God on paths not meant to be taken. Thus, many blessed and holy objects and prayers were stripped out of the churches and thrown away. So 40 of these past 50 years, there was very little good, solid Catholic teachings taught. This is why so many church buildings had their statues torn down from places of honor and respect. So many religious and clergy would no longer encourage parishioners to honor Mary, the Mother of God, by encouraging them to pray the rosary. This is one of the reasons so few believe that they are sinners and need confession. This is why people no longer adore their Lord by going to Eucharistic adoration. This is why there are so few people in the church on Sundays. We have lost the sense of what sin is. We have lost the sense sacred. So from the new churches being built, to the clothes we wear at Mass, to the music that has been produced and sung, we have forgotten what the sense of mystery truly is. Many of the churches being built are built to look like a Protestant Brethren's churches, bare and utilitarian. So Catholic churches don't look beautiful, holy, reverent anymore. As to what we wear in the presence of God, it looks more like what we wear to the gym, or to the beach, or to a child's sports game. If that's all you can afford, that's different. But really, think about it. Why are we here? Where are we? And much of the sacred music that has been produced over the past 30 years has become self-centered and not God-centered. But the reckless love of God is like the farmer who sows his seed, whether on hard, packed earthen path, or on rocks, or on the good, rich soil. God is like the king who invites everyone to his son's wedding, no matter who they are. The guests are to do only one thing, to dress properly. But then the king provides the required clothing for his guests. We know what happens to the one who refuses the wedding garment. God's reckless love is like the sun or the rain. It falls on the good and the bad alike. Yet we are all called to his protecting and nourishing. The sacramental life is that extremely small seed that has been planted deep in each one who has been baptized. This seed needs to be protected and nurtured in order to grow and become the kingdom of God in each one of us. When St. Paul tells us that we need to walk by faith and not by sight, he is telling us that we need to live the sacramental life to its fullest. He adds that even when we live this life, we aspire to please God. One day, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. He also says it takes courage to live this sacramental life, a life of mystery. So when we hear the clergy challenging us to live the sacramental life, baptism, Eucharist, confession, the sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman, the sanctity of life from conception, which includes all forms of contraception, to natural death, we need to listen and then put those words into practice and action. We must preach these truths so that the seed of faith planted in you, in your being at baptism, by the reckless love of God, will grow into the kingdom of God that he wants for us. Are we going to be like the people invited to God that to a king's son's wedding and put on the appropriate apparel? Or are we going to refuse the free sacramental garments the king is offering us? We must choose while we can.